Okay, yesterday we spent some time on the Hesber of the Stiras HaRambam, the Maggid Mishnah's Kasha, by Mu'ud La'adam, have a Mu'ud La'Behema. The Rambam in Hilchis Mazikin, Hilchis Niske Mamin, took the most extreme shita, that mu'ud for one thing is not mu'ud for other things. That mu'ud la'adam is not mu'ud la'behema, mu'ud la'behema is not mu'ud la'adam, and even that a mu'ud for shar chamar gamal is not a mu'ud for other meanim. The Rambam took a shita to the biggest extreme lakula, that an animal does not easily become ois mu'ud. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Yud, when he was talking about Kaifer, the Rambam said that if you're a mu'ud, if an animal kills three behemoths, it becomes a mu'ud, that if it kills a person, it has to pay Kaifer. Rambam paskins that only a mu'ud pays Kaifer, not a tam. Tam is pata from Kaifer, and since Tam is pata from Kaifer, it has to be a mu'id. So the Rambam is machadish that if you kill three behemoths, you become a mu'id for hariga, for killing a person. That seems to be the Maggid Mishnah. Yes, it's inconsistent with the shita. The shita is that mu'id for one thing is not mu'id for something else. That was the Maggid Mishnah's kasha, which we dealt with yesterday, Rav Naftali's Mahalach, which fit with our Mahalach all along. The Rambam holds that you're chayiv to pay because Mamane was Mazik, and only by Kaifa you pay as a kapara, you pay because of a lack of Shmira. That was yesterday at the Mahalach that we discussed. The Stifler in the Mitzvei Kilos Yaakov, Simen Gimel, has another approach, which is in certain ways similar, but Lamaisa he touches on an important nekuda in the Mazik of Karen. And therefore, I'd like to share with you first the nekuda that he's Mechadesh, and then to come back and see how it answers the Maggid Mishnah's Kashi. He's coming to answer the Maggid Mishnah's Kashi. But first we'll start with the Yesod that he explains in Karen. We all know that the attribute of Karen is that it's Mishonah. We discussed if you need Kavanah or Azik or not, but definitely the attribute of Karen is that Karen is Mishonah. So what? So what if it's Mishonah? Since it's Mishonah, therefore what? So it's more Kuladik. Karen is more Kuladik. Why? So we could understand that it's more kuladik. You could say it's just the Xeris HaKosiv, it's a type of mazik. Well, the chayra we could say, because the owner is an onus. If it's something that's unusual, why are you blaming the owner? The owner is an onus. The owner didn't know, didn't expect it. The animal's walking down the street. The owner didn't expect it to happen. So I don't say he's totally an onus, but l'maisa, that's why the Torah had rachmanis on him, you pay chatzin hezek, because it's an unusual thing. L'chayra, that would be a glatta understanding of the svara of Mishnah. The Stifler declares, what happens if a person has an animal, and it's a short time, and let's say Eliyahu Navi would tell him, you should know that today this animal it's in a bad mood. It's going to go out. It's going to be menageach. It's going to start up. Even though it's a tam, normally a tam is becheskas shimor. It's assumed it won't be mazik. El Yonavi would tell him, you should know when it goes out today, it will be mazik. So a person knows for sure now that that's what's going to happen today. It's going to be mazik today. Is that shor still a tam, or does it become a mu'ud? That's the type of suffix. That shor is still a tam, or the shah is a mu'id. What happens with the shah now? So what do you say? Say Torah Rabbi Shemayim. That's not the question. The question isn't this Torah B'Shemayim. The question is, if someone could know that the animal could be mazik, would it become a mu'id? Now that depends on how you look at Tam. I mean, you should watch it. So the Stakla brings a raya, and I'll tell you the raya in a minute. The Stakla brings a raya, and he says that it would still be a Tam. Because Mishunah pays Chati Nezek no matter what. Mishunah pays Chati Nezek whether you know it'll be mazik, you don't know it'll be mazik. The din of Karen, of being Mishunah, pays Chati Nezek, it's lav dafka because the owner is an onus. It's because it's Mishunah. A mazik, that's Mishunah, pays Chati Nezek. It fits well. Our mahalach has been that the Torah was machadish mazikin, the chiddush haTorah. So Torah's machadish is shame mazik of Karen. Karen, Tam only pays chatzin nezek. Even if you're forewarned, you're not forewarned, it always pays chatzin nezek. And that's the stipler's yisoid of this piece, is that even if you know for sure it'll be mazik, if it's Tam, it still pays chatzin nezek. The marker that he brings for this is a Tosfos of Chof Beis Amud Beis. There's a hard Tosfos there. The Tosfos Kasha is very a Geshmak Kasha, and it's hard to understand his Teretz. Tosfos asks that we Neman, the rule of Tchilase B'Pshia V'Seifei Ba'Einis, that if you have a case where something is Tchilase B'Pshia and Seifei Ba'Einis is considered a Pshia, meaning, in many cases we had Chilasei B'Pshia V'Seifei Ba'Einis, someone's watching something and he leaves the front door open and an einis happens and gets damaged. If you Neman, Chilasei B'Pshia V'Seifei Ba'Einis is chayim, which is the truth, is the sheet of many Rishayim. If you are Chilasei B'Shia Sefer Ba'inis is Chayiv, so he asks, every Keren, Rishus HaNizik, every single time your animal goes into someone else's field, and it does Keren, so you have to pay how much? Keren Rishus HaNizik, you can only pay the Chatzin Nezik. Frech the Stipler, Frech Taisvis, but you're Tchilasi B'Pshia, Legabi Regel, and Shane. You're not allowed to let your animal into someone else's field. Your animal, you're not allowed to let it into someone else's field. It might do matter a Hezek of Shane or Regel if you let your animal in someone else's field. So it's Tchilasi B'Pshia. If I let my animal into your field, I'm a Pesheya after Nezek Sholem. Because if it's mazik with regel, or it's mazik with shame, it's nezek sholem. So if it's chilasei b'pshia, who cares if at the end it did a hezek through keren, which is mishona, so I only pay chatzin nezek. But it's chilasei b'pshia, nezek sholem. Taka, I didn't expect it to do keren. But what does that help me? If lamaisa, I let it into the other person's field, b'pshia, so I have no taina that it's mishunah, I didn't expect it. What do you mean I didn't expect it? Who cares? Lamaisa, you expected it to do regel and shein, that's orche. So you're a pesheya and let it into the other person's field, you're a pesheya legamri. So you should pay nezek sholem on Karen in the other person's rishus. In rishus a rabbin, we are not a pesheya. But in the other person's rishus, you tchilasei b'pshia, you let it into the other person's field. Your pshiyah of the gabi nezek shalim. So why do you only pay chatzin nezek? Because it did keren. It's Tosfos kasha for pays in the face. Tosfos teretz is hard to understand what Tosfos means in his teretz. The Stipler explains Tosfos. What Tosfos means is the yisoid that he says with his example of Eliyahu Navi. The Stipler's Yisoid is that Keren pays Chatzin Nezek no matter what. Even if it's a Pshia. Even if you're a Pesheya. Even if Eliyahu Navi told you it'll be Mazik. The Shein Mazik of Keren pays Chatzin Nezek. Anything Mishonah is under this category Keren. And it pays chatzi nezek, period. There's no way that it ever has to pay more of its attack. Not because the owner was an oidus, but because anything that's mishuna pays chatzi nezek, that's the category of mazik. This shame mazik pays chatzi nezek. That's the yisaid that he learns in Tetaisis. So that's why, even if it's tchilasi b'tshia b'seifid oidus, by Karen. It's no different than if Eliyahu Navi would tell you you're a Peshaya. So you're a Peshaya, so you let it in. Nachinavi, you're a Peshaya. But even if you're a Peshaya, if it's Keren and it's a Mazik Mishuna, it only pays Tati Nezek, because a Mazik Mishuna only pays Tati Nezek. This is the stifles. Before we come back to our Sugya, that's the stifles you say to explain the Taisis HaChavveis. Those of you who got photostats of the stipler this morning, it would do well to stick it into your Gemara by Daf Chaf Beis, unless you're sure you'll remember it till then. But what? Why is it different? Right.
Whereas over here, the fact that I know something, it still doesn't change the
mindset
that I did.
What the stipler is saying is that if the Ptur Keren was because of Anus, then you're right. If the Ptur Keren is because of Anus, so Psilasi B'Pshia changes everything. I don't have a tain of Anus. I'm Psilasi B'Pshia, so I have Anus. So my Ptur Anus falls away. But if we establish a Yisayt that Ptur is not also Anus, so then Psilasi B'Pshia doesn't change it. If I were to come with a tain of Anus, Psilasi B'Pshia changes the Anus. But in my Ptur, if the reason I pay Chati Nezek is not because I'm an Anus. It's because it's Xeris HaKosim Mishuna pays Chati Nezek. So then it always pays Chati Nezek. It doesn't matter, Ya Anus, Nishna Anus. Chlasim Shia only removes the Ptur Anus. It doesn't remove different Ptur in which I have nothing to do with Anus. This is the start of explanation of Yana Gemara. Comes out that every normal Karen has two things. It's Mishonah, and the owner is an Onus. That's a typical type of Karen. If Eliyahu Navi didn't come, normal case, every Karen has two characteristics. It might have the third Kavanos Lahazik, we're not talking about that today. But it has, in Mishonah, it has two things. That it's Mishonah, and that the owner is an Onus. Those are characteristics of Karen, of a town. Chosman, it's a tam, it's Mishunah, and the owner doesn't expect it. A Muid, on the other hand, has the two reverse characteristics. A Muid, it's Orche, it's not Mishunah anymore. For this animal, it's Orche. And the owner is not an honest. Right? Because the owner should have expected it, he should have watched it. He's Chayv and Shmira. So that the difference between Tam and Mu'ed are two differences. Tam is Mishonah plus the owner is an Anus. And Mu'ed, the owner, it's not Mishonah and the owner is not an Anus. When you have a case of Mu'ed Lezeh, Ve'enai Mu'ed Lezeh, the cloud of all cases of Mu'ed for one thing and not Mu'ed for another is that it's still Mishunah, it has the first characteristic of Tam, and it's missing the second characteristic of Onus. Why is that so? Let's say I have an animal that's a Mu'id for Shvarim and not for Gemalim. Okay, it's a Mu'id, it kicks Shvarim, it hates Shvarim, but it likes Gemalim, it doesn't kick Gemalim. I have such an animal. If it went out and it kicked a Gomel, is that Mishunah? Is it Mishunah? Obviously, yes. My animal doesn't kick him out. It is Mishunah. Am I an Onus? I'm not an Onus. Because Lamaisa, I had to watch my animal. As Mechuyev to watch my animal because it could kick Shvarim. See, even though ultimately it kicked Gemalim, but I have no kind of Onus, I'm Mechuyev to chain up this animal. So anytime we have a Shaila and Shas, if you're mu'ed l'this, are you mu'ed l'that? It really comes down to this question. Mu'ed for one thing, am I mu'ed for something else? It depends. If you look at Mishona, it's Mishona. My animal doesn't kick a mountain. If you look at whether I was an honest in Bishmi Rasai, I wasn't, because I had to watch it. Dr. Steifler. The Rambam paskins, mu'ud la one thing is not mu'ud to anything else. Sayla Adam is not mu'ud la behema, Mitanim is not mu'ud la gdailim, all the way across the board. The Rambam paskins, mu'ud for one thing is never mu'ud for something else. Why? So Dr. Steifler, because the Rambam paskins, like Tosis Achav Beis, and like we're saying in our example of Eliyahu Navi, that Mishunah is Chati Nezek, period. Whether you're, Mechuyif to watch it, Nish Mechuyif to watch it, Mishunah pays Chati Nezek, period. Therefore, since the Rambam goes with the plow, this plow, Mishunah always pays Chati Nezek. So very gishmak. If it's a mu'id for Ketanim, it's not a mu'id for Gedalim, because by Gedalim, it's Mishunah. If it's a mu'ud for Shvarim, it's not a mu'ud for Gemalim. For Gemalim, it's Mishunah. Anytime it's a mu'ud for one thing, it's Mishunah, like Abba the other.
How is the Chazak not for right to be a Talmud for something else? Animal gourds. Might say the animal is one. So might say it won't, maybe it won't go Adam, but might say compared to Shvarim or Gemalim, it will go Gork. But happens to have that by Shvarim it goes three times.
How do I know that it's Mishunah? Well, Pashup Shat, I know it's Mishunah. Because of the fact that every animal is born the cheskes, that it's not a mu'ud. So I only have ra'yis that it's a mu'ud for shvarim. I don't have ra'yis that it's a mu'ud for. What the stifler says is that to become a mu'ud, you have to become definitely a mu'ud. It's a chiddush. There's a parsha of the Torah mu'ud. In order to go into the parsha of mu'ud, there has to be a ra'yah that you're a mu'ud. Stam Shvarim start off Becheskes Tam. In order to go into the Parsha of Mu'ud, it has to be totally a Mu'ud. Something which is a half Mu'ud. In other words, this Mu'ud, the Kit Shvarim, it's a Mu'ud Lagabi Shvarim. It's not a Mu'ud Lagabi Gemalim. I have to watch it. But Lamaisa, it's not Lagabi Gemalim. I don't know that it's a Mu'ud. Until it's a full Mu'ud, it doesn't go into that Parsha.
Okay, so it's a cloth of him,
it's a the what? Well, that has to do with the nature of animals. What we're saying is, it's the nature of animals that animals that kick shvarim don't necessarily kick gemalim. We don't say that the animal kicks only on Mondays; it's not a mood for Tuesdays because animals don't have that nature to be mechalti Monday and Tuesday. So even if it kicks three times on Monday, it's still a mood for Tuesdays. I don't just make up things. But however, shvarim and gemalim, it's the nature of certain animals that they kick shvarim and not gemalim. So therefore, from shvarim, it's still mishunah lagabi gemalim. The stifler is saying that even if the sieve to watch it is totally the same, the sieve is even if it's totally the same, because lamaisi has to lock it up for shvarim. And if you're going to look at only his responsibility, you'll say I should pay nezek shalom. The answer is the side was saying. That Mishunah is that mazik, which a Torah created called Keren Tam, Keren Mishunah. A Mishunah always pays Chatzin Nezek, even if the owner had to had responsibility to watch.
But more kalbid behema.
Which what?
How about more kalbid behema?
Even if it's a more kalbid behema, that's the Rambam's psak. The Rambam's psak. What's a more kal from Adam to behema? Right. The Rambam paskins. That even mu'ud la'adam, which is harder to kill than a behemah, afal pikei, mu'ud la'adam is not mu'ud la'behemah.
Behemah is a cow. That's so the
teretz is that that's mishunah. It doesn't kill people. If it kills people, it doesn't kill animals. This behemah kills animals. If they're human beings, it doesn't necessarily kill animals. So even though the gadol shmiri, you'd be chayim shmiri.
Then behemah,
like,
kills shvarim. And more cow than behemah than shvarim.
I'm assuming yes, unless there'll be a ride differently from the Rambam. Does he say Ketanim Gedolim Gedolim Ketanim? I don't know if he says it both ways. You have to take a look, but I think so. So this is the klal of the Rambam's psak. You can learn the Gemara in the fourth parak of Mu'ud Lazeh Mu'ud Lazeh. The Achaluk Yedei is in the Gemara, but the psak of the Rambam is that Mishunah alone is a p'tor, irrelevant of the fact that the owner really should have watched it, whether it's because Elio should have told him, or because it's Filasi B'Pshia, or because it was mu'ud to one thing, mu'ud to another. It doesn't matter. Mishunah is always has a p'tur, because we don't look at the chiyuv ha'shmira. That's the side of this inyan, which you'll all realize fits beautifully with the Rav Naftali, that the Rambam is not mechayev you to pay because you fail your negligence in shmira. That's not the Rambam's mahalach. Negligence in shmira is not the reason people pay, which is what Rav Naftali said yesterday. And the Stifler says today, it says here, that nekuda, that's the shita of Rambam. That's the idea of mu'udle this is not mu'udle that. By Kaifer, however, said the Stifler, the way the Torah wrote the parsha of Kaifer is the following. It doesn't say v'huid v'ba'alav like it says by Mazik. By Kaifer, the Torah just decides that if an animal kills a person, you have to pay Kaifer. The Torah is not mechalek between different types of animals. The Torah is soysim that you have to that an animal has to pay. How do we know that a tam is potter from Kaifer? So from that we have another pasuk. There's another pasuk in the parasha of tam, which is megala to us a miut that a tam does not pay Kaifer. But in the parasha of Kaifer alone, I would say that it pays Kaifer. Lamaisa, I have a miut in the parasha of tam that we darshin that a tam is potter from Kaifer. But the Stipler here, by paying Kaifer, the Torah works the other way around. A stam animal pays Kaifer. To get off of paying Kaifer, you need to be a tam totally. You have to be legamri, like a behemoth that's a tam. Meaning, you have to have both the kudas. It has to be mishuna, and the owner has to be an onus. Because here, the Torah said, every animal starts off b'cheskes, you have to pay kaifer. It's not like mazik. By mazik, every animal starts off b'cheskes tam. To become a mu'ud, you need certain things. Here the Torah spelled it out the other way. The Torah said, stam behemis pay kaifer. The Torah gave an exception for something that's a tam. What's a tam? A normal tam is sai mishuna. And sai, the owner is an onus. That exception of being a tam has to be a total tam. To be pata from kaifer, you have to be a tam in both aspects. You have to be pata sai that it's mishuna, and sai that the owner is an onus. If you have a case where Eliyahu Navi told someone that this animal is going to go kill people, whereby mazik you'd still be pata. But until it's a total mu'id in both regards, you're still pata. As long as it's mishuna, you're pata. But by kaifer, if Eliyahu Navi would tell somebody that you should know this animal is going to kill someone today, the owner then would be chayiv kaifer. Because the parsha of kaifer is mechayiv you unless you have both aspects of tam. Sai it's mishuna, and sai the owner is anonymous. So therefore, when it comes to the parsha of kaifer, in order to be pata, you need both, mishuna and that the owner is pata from shmira. Here, if he's a mu'ud l'behema, he is a mu'ud l'adam. Because once he became a mu'ud l'behema, he's a chiyuv shmira. You have to lock up the animal. Once it became a mu'ud l'behema and you have to lock up the animal, then, if you are peshev shmira asai, it's not legamri a tam. It's a tam in the sense that it's mishuna, but not in the sense of an onus. So legamri mazik, it's still a tam. It's not legamri a mu'ud. But legamri kaifer, it's going to be chayiv and kaifer. Because stam behem is a chayiv and kaifer, unless they have the exception of being a total tam. Being a tam legamri, sai mishuna and sai onus b'shmiras. So the Torah spelled Achiyuve Kaifa differently. And since the Torah spelled Achiyuve Kaifa differently, the Rambam paskins that even if it's just a mu'id because they killed three animals, you had a chiyuv to watch it. And lemaisa, you end up chayiv kaifer if it kills a human being. So this is the way the Stifler, he comes really to the same askon as Rav Naftali. that Lagabi Kaifer, Pshia B'Shmirasai, is enough to be Mechayev Kaifer. Just he comes to it from his own Mahalach in coming to this Maskam.
We have a fine master that Einus is a fact of how make me with now. As far as that, all you care about the Shunah, why?
The makar for that is the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara uses an expression by Shartam, Becheska Shimor Kaimi. Gemara uses that expression, at least according to Mandi Amoy Paskin line, that Pagan is Beknasa. Gemara says, Becheska Shimor Kaimi. That expression, that a stam animal is the Becheska Shimor, is saying that the owner doesn't have to do a Shmira. Becheska Shimor. The owner doesn't need a Shmira. And that's the taicha of the tab. Now, by magic, it doesn't make a difference because they always pay satin as it. It's true. But it does make a difference because in Dine Issa Beheter, if he was tasked with a shiloh, I'm going to watch the animal, then it's you don't have to watch it. Cheskashima means that you don't have to watch it. But in Nizik, it doesn't make a difference. It's still Mishana. So here, there'd be in a case where it makes a difference. Right. So this is as far as the sugya of Mu'ud Lazeh is Mu'ud Lazeh. Let's see, the Gemara moves on. What Chazal did in the beginning of Bava Kama, Chazal had a problem. They're starting in the Sechta. It's got so many mazikim. What do you start with? You can start with Bar. It's going to take a long time to learn Shein and Regal. If you're going to start with Shein and Regal, it's a long time to learn about Eish and Bar. So they started in the Sechta with two blots that go from mazik to mazik, tell you all the others and the toldas, and it gets you familiar with the yisaidus of all of them. And now, the Gemara has been discussing Karen, so now the Gemara moves on. Now, first the Gemara still talks about Karen, Nishicha. In fact, the Gemara, Nishicha, you said that if an animal bites, it's a tolda of Karen. In fact, the Gemara, Nishicha, tolda the shein he. What's Taich? Why is the Gemara saying it should be a told of Shein? It's Pesach Pshat in the Gemara, because it's using its mouth. No? Pesach Pshat in the Gemara. Why should Nishicha be Shein? Because it's using its mouth. And have a meaning we think that Shein is any time you use your mouth to be Mazik. That's Shein. I don't understand, though, why does the Gemara say told of the Shein? The Havamina, that Shein means anytime he uses its mouth, it doesn't matter if it's Hanola Zeke or not. So what does it say? Nishicha Tolda the Shein he? It should say Nishicha Shein he. Why isn't it written? It says Ubir B'stei Acher, and Bier is Kashivara Gola Tuma, is Shein. Yeah, but I think the Gemara now at this point doesn't know that it makes a difference. The Gemara's teretz is Shein Yesh Anol Azeka. It sounds like in the Havamina, we didn't know to make a chiluk between Yesh Anol and Ein Anol. So in the Havamina, if we didn't know to make a difference between Yesh Anol and Ein Anol, so why should the Gemara say the Shicha told the Shein he? Should be Nishicha Shein he. No?
Shein is eating. But there's nothing to do with Hana. Shein is eating. But Nishicha is a type of hezek. It's not eating. It's what they have to do.
I would type Shein is eating without knowing that it has to be Hana Lazeka. I would type Shein is Dafki eating. Why would I say eating is different? Why would I limit it to eating?
What's the usual
hazard with the shame? The usual. So, the Gemara holds here in the Havamina that a shame which is Mishuna will be a Talda. That's what it sounds like. In other words, the normal shame is the Av. The Shicha, which is unusual, animals don't bite. So, for Gemara, the Shicha told the Shainu. It's a tolda because it has an attribute of mishana which a normal shein doesn't have. So the av will be something that's ein mishana, and the tolda will be something that's mishana in the havamina.
So if it's mishana, why
So Gemara, they have a mean of thought that Shane is anything with its mouth. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. The Havamina. So then what was the Havamina difference between Shane and Karen? I don't know. It sounds like the Havamina was. It depends which Aver it's Mazik with. It's Mazik with this Aver, it's Karen. Okay, Sati Nezek. And this Aver, it just sounds like the Havamina was. If there's a better Havamina, I'll be happy. Why would Karen be a Tam and Shane be a Mood? I have no idea. No idea. I'm safe because there's a puzzle. Where the fuck I came on that station? I don't know. Unfortunately, this is all just to have a meaning. We don't have to work with it with the MS. But it's hard. What bothered me more is that I didn't see anybody should ask the kasha. I looked around. It seems like such an obvious kasha. It was somebody else. I just didn't see. Right. At any rate, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Shicha told her the Shein, he of the Gemara law. Shein, yesh hano le'ezeika, ha, ein hano le'ezeika. The attribute of Shein is hano le'ezeika. So the Rashba here says a very interesting thing. He says it in the Gemara's Teretz, that Shein is toli if hano le'ezeika. The Rashba talks about a case where an animal is walking the street and it sees a good piece of meat and it bites it, which is shame, it wants to eat it. But before it could chew it or swallow it, it falls out of its mouth onto the floor, and for whatever reason the animal can't get it, it falls into a pit. So the animal never had anor. The animal bit into the meat, but then it fell out of its mouth. Is that Shane or is that Karen? The animal's intention was to eat. The animal wanted to do. It was normal enough. But Lamaisa didn't get hung up. So Svara says that it is Svara. This one I don't see two sides. I don't even know why the Rashba bothered. How much should it be? That's a pasha. The mice didn't have an hour. So why should it depend on its intention as opposed to what it accomplishes? Gabi the Bailin, who cares if the animal had anoa? The difference of yesh anoa in anoa is that it's a rechayu. It walks in the street, it likes to eat. So the Gabi the owner, I would think, this animal is a normal animal. It's not a mishonadika animal. A normal animal. It just did a fumble. It dropped the food. It happens sometimes. But I'm not being mechayev it for dropping the food. I'm being mechayev it for biting. No? To me, it's more mistaver that it should be shame. Who cares if the animal ended up swallowing it or not swallowing it? As long as when it bit, it was biting to eat. It should be shame. And that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says, Hanor, I guess he's touching it, Hanor lehazeka. It has hanoa when it's mazik. He's learning it into the Gemara somehow. It doesn't explain, but I guess yesh hanoa lehazeka. When it's mazik, it has hanoa. So it's hanoa when it was mazik. That's enough to make it be shame. So even though it dropped it later, there's no nafkamina. So fine, as I state in Rashba, no problem. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Niskeimam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud is mesupik if the Rambam agrees with this Rashba. He brings the Rashba. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, it's missing the word Rashba. He says, Pirshu, and then he brings the Rashba. He doesn't say Pirshu who. So at least in the regular prints. But anyway, he's bringing the Rashba. And then he's misupik if there is stimas Rambam, what the Rambam would hold in such a case. And rather, the Magid Mishnah says also that the Rashba is very mistaver. He says that the Rashba is mistaver, and he's misupik what the Rambam would hold. That's what we're saying. If it has no hanala zeikon.
Yeah. Why is more saying that since no hanala becomes apparent, why can't it just be toldo
shein? There's certain characteristics of every av that must apply to the toldo. Yeah, the crucial characteristics. The Gemara is saying the hanala zeikon is the characteristic of shein that has to apply to all the toldos. A tolda would be if it's not meforish b'kra, like if it rubs its back against the wall because it's there has hanah, but it's not ubiyah b'steyacher, it's not eating, and it knocks down the wall. So that's a tolda. That's another way of getting the characteristic. It's not meforish b'kra.
The more common said is that that this was that eight.
Gemara's teretz is that it's not totally in the Aver. It's not totally in the Aver. It's totally in Yeshem HaLazek. What you're asking, though, you should know in the I think it was in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. He asks that if you learn the Gemara's Kasha is it should be totally in the Aver, he says then the Gemara didn't answer anything. He has this time. That if you learn the Gemara's Kasha that's totally in the Aver, then came like to its clue. If the whole kasha was that this is the Aver, so didn't answer anything. Yeah, he has this kasha that you're asking. But it seems the Rashba seems to say that the kasha is totally the Aver. Rashi also seems to say it. Rashi later by Rega that because Rashi by Ravitza, by Ravitza told the Rega by that thesis with Golem who read that test. It's Rashi that Rashi learned that's also totally the Aver. So we're going to like the Rashba, which is Pashup Shat, but the, your Kasha does ask it. Okay, at any rate, okay, this is the Rashba Siddish. The Gemara now says by Regel, a similar Gemara. Ravitzo Bita, told her the Regel. So again, what's the Kasha? Why should kicking be told her the Regel? So we'll learn again because of the Aver. The Aver that it did damage, it kicked, was its foot. What about Ravitza? Ravitza is squatting. So Rashi learns that Fifis Raglayim, he Ravetas. How do you sit down? How does an animal squat? It bends its feet. So it also came through the feet. So in fact, the Gemara should be totally in the Aver. So Gemara answers a similar thing like Regel Hazeka Motzi, Hani Ein Hazeka Motzi. That the attribute of Regel is that hezek on matzui, that it's not mishuna, and to kick, that's mishuna. So since foot kicking is mishuna, therefore it's yeah. Why is regal pata b'shusarabin? You know, why is regal pata b'shusarabin and shame? Because what? Still allowed to go there. How do you know I'm not mechuyev to watch it when it goes there?
That's what it does. That's what it's there for.
Alright. Because that's the normal thing. And animals, you can't restrict animals to go in the street. Or chayu. The Gemara later says, ubir b'stei acher is memayit v'shusarab. That ubir b'stei acher, since it says ubir b'stei acher, so that's memayit that it's pata b'shusarab. The riff on our Gemara here in the beginning of the Masechta The Rif, though, says a svara. The lashon Rif is shein v'regel peturim b'shus harabim do urchehu. He says shein v'regel peturim b'shus harabim. Why do urchehu? Because it's normal. Animals walk through the street. It's a normal thing they do. So the nizik has to watch himself. He says that that's why it's potter. So the Rush asks on the Rif, Tamili, Hakraksiv will be a b'stei acher, Dashina v'loi b'shusarabin. He says, well, what is the Rif saying, Dashen v'regal potter b'shusarabin? Because it's Rochayu, it's a pasik. It's a pasik that will be a b'stei acher, Dashina v'loi b'shusarabin. So, and for the Rush, that the Rif's kavana is to tell us the reason of the pasuk. Efshu shabala farish tama pasuk. Mama patrosi tayr bishusarabim, but you should darkei leilach bishusarabim. The efshu sheyechu bayim achrayim tamid. You can't go after your animal all the time. In those days, people owned many animals. So the Rif is touching up the kavana sakra via b'stei acher. That the reason you're potter is because it's the derech to go in the street, and it's impossible to watch your animal every time. And that's the kavana takra on Sheva Regal, which would be a makar in the, and it's the Rif is touching the pasuk, but the Gemara now says that Regal has ekei motzi, the active characteristic of Regal is ekei motzi, ma'echi teisi. Shein that it's hanah is easy. Shein, hanah, you talk about beer and the steyacher, you understand the animal's eating. How do you know to say that regel's attribute, regel could be a million things with regel. How do you know its attribute is hezeka matzi? The way the Rif understands the beer b'steyacher, he touches the pasuk, beer b'steyacher, leibishus rabin, that it's telling you that shein and regel are things that are hezeka matzi, that it's impossible for the owner to watch bishus rabin. So we have sort of a mahaloch, gilei kra, to tell us that that's the attribute of regel, hazek and matzah. Because since bia b'steyacher, you're patur b'shus harabim, so memela, we know that the attributes of shein v'regel are that it's uchasayu, the yefshir to watch them all the time. So it fits well into the Rif's mahaloch, fits well into the Gemara. Let's see, the Gemara therefore goes on. Ella told the Seyem, Lati Yaitiban, Domra Papa Ahad, Ilim Ahani, Mashna Karaka Rasla Azik, Mach Shmasna Lacha, Ani Namka Rasla Azik, Mach Shmasna Lacha. Ella told the Kikaran Kikaran. Like I said, we go from Av to Av. Karen, we close the door, we're finished with Karen for this Sugya. We move on to the next Mazik, Kikamara Papa, Ashen Varego. So again, the Gemara is introducing Shein v'regel from the beginning. It's the beginning of the Masechta. So the Gemara introduces us. Shein v'regel echiksivi. Now why does it say Shein v'regel together? Because it's all one parasha. Shein v'regel, the same dinim, same parasha. Hechiksivi, b'tanya. B'sholach zeh ha'regel. B'cheinu aymer. B'shalchei regel asher v'chamar. U'bi'er zu ha'shein. B'cheinu aymer. Kashivar ha'gol ha'tumah. So this is the Makar. Obviously the Gemara is going to get to the Talmud. But first it explains. Amen. Vishila zuar regel, v'chenuay mishachay regel. Hashar v'achamar. Tama de kasev achman mishachay regel, hashar v'achamar. Ha laf ha'chi, v'may mukhisla. It says mishachay regel, hashar v'achamar. Why would I say vishilach could mean? What could vishilach mean? You send someone to another field. Iker, and if you send them there to be mazik, ksiv. Isha, and you send it to eat, ksiv. So, Yishilach, touch-wise, must mean regal. Maybe it means some fourth thing. I don't know, maybe I could think of some fourth type of way an animal could be mazik. An animal, I don't know. How else can animals be mazik? Spit, I don't know. Could do other things. So if I say v'shilach, it fits into the taitch of v'shilach, that it should mean regel. If it can't be carried, it can't be shein. You still have to learn like that. So otherwise, maybe it's something new. Maybe it's a different matter. Well, shame is easy, because shame is already in the parasha, so I try to fit shame in. Why do I try to fit Karen? If we just say B'shilach, and there'd be no parasha of Karen, why would I say Shilach is Karen? I don't know, why would I say Shilach is Karen? If I didn't have anything else, I don't know. But anyway, the Gemara is asking, why do I need the pasuk? So Gemara says, Sakadaita Chamina. And we're going to spend the next day, maybe 2 days, on the next few lines of Gemara. Sakadaita Chamina, Idi Hashem. I would add a half a minute to be Mechalit. That Ubiya Bisteyacher and the Shilach both go on shame. Why do I need two psukim for shame? The Mechalia Karna? I would think that I need one pasuk for a shame that's mechalya karna. The word mechalya karna means it totally destroys. And another one is for loy mechalya karna. Kamash malan? No. Which one is more kuladik, mechalya karna or loy mechalya karna? Huh? Which should be more kuladik? If one is more kuladik than the other, what's worse, mechalya karna or loy mechalya karna? Obviously, mechalya karna is worse, right? Did we all agree before we start talking about the lumdus of the sugya, if anything is worse between the two of them, mechalya karna should be worse than loy mechalya karna? I think we all agree. We all agree on that. We all agree, I think. Except the Chazon Ish. If you look at, I don't understand, the Chazenish, Aleph Aleph, the first piece in Baba Kama, he has on this Gemara Mechalya Karna. And I'm not going to get to it today, but if you look at it, he seems to have it sad that Loi Mechalya Karna should be worse than Mechalya Karna, which we're going to put aside, because he doesn't explain why, and I don't understand. He has it sad that Mechalya Karna should be part of Bishas Aram, and Loi Mechalya Karna should be Karna. We have time, I'll try to come back to it and try to figure out what the Chazon Ish means. But for the meantime, just push pshat in the Gemara. Gemara is mechalek between mechalek karna loy. The Gemara has a hava mina to be mechalek to mechalek karna loy now. Akadei kach, look at the Gemara asks. Gemara asks, Hashtadu kimna regel, shein goloy mechalek karna min olon. How do you know shein loy mechalek karna? The hava mina should be part of. I think about it. Don't need a regal. My regal is not mechayek. I'm not mechayek. I have shame. I'm not mechayek. So you tell me. I'm not sure. What was the havamina? This is the problem in chat. What's the havamina to be mechal to mechayek and not? It's a big problem. And what's the havamina that mechayek should be? Should be regel. Should have all the rules of regel. And loy mechalya karna should be something else. First of all, what should it be? What should it be? I don't know. Chazanish, that's where the Chazanish has a problem. What should it be? He says maybe the havamina was that loy mechalya karna will be chayiv even b'shus harab. Which, like I said, the svara beats me why loy mechalya karna will be more chomer than mechalya karna. I don't understand. So there are two things here in the sukkah to deal with. Number one, what's the svara to be mechalek between mechalek karna or loy mechalek karna? And if someone here does have a svara, and I'll ask you, how does the Gemara know? The Gemara says, just like regel, loy shno mechalek karna, loy shno mechalek, loy mechalek karna. How do you know? If you tell me a svara, I'll say it by regel too. Maybe regel is only mechalek karna, not loy mechalek karna. So that's the first nekuda that needs hazer. The place to look for that is the Masha in the Madure Basra. Masha in the Madure Basra has a piece on this, and he explains the Havamina Mechalek. And then there's a piece in the Kuntri Seishiurim Shir Dalit Oisrei explains it with a little more of a hesbon. Going with our old rule of Shem Mazik, it fits in nicely with the Mahalsim we have. So that's one sugya of Machayikan Aloy Machayikan. There's a second sugya here, and that is the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi and the Tav Taisvis have your Machlaikis in the sugya. And a Havana, that Machlaikis, I'm sorry, that's what the Kunsi Shurim goes into. He goes into the Havana and the Machlaikis between Rashi and Taisvis to explain Rashi. Explain Taisvis will be a separate job. That's a second Nakuda that we have to do. Now here, I had a surprise. I'll tell you what. Last year, when we learned Bava Metzia, I mentioned then, it's going to come up later in Bava Kama, in the Yuds, this famous prayer from Reb Chaim, which we spoke about at length. Reb Chaim's prayer about the person who has two stamps. One is worth, each one's worth, their rear stamps, each one's worth whatever number, $500,000. And a person comes, and he rips up one of the two stamps, and now the other stamp is worth $1,000,000. So we had this question last year, are you mechuyev to pay anything or not? You weren't mafsid. Last year, I tried to find this rapani. And I tried so hard that I heard it was in one of the journals from that time. And there's a journal that used to come out every month during those years, during the 1910s. And Yeshiva has bound together the journals. And I actually took time and flipped through them to try to find this piece, and I was unsuccessful. Then, I'm learning Bava Kama Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm learning the sugya of Mechal Yekarim Alay Mechal Yekarim. And I look around. The Reb Chaim was originally written as a hezber of the Rajba in this sugya. The Rajba's explanation of Rashi in this sugya is where the Reb Chaim was originally written. The place I discovered it is in one of the Likud Svarim. There's a Likud Sefer Oyel Torah. It has a big letter, Marom HaKayimus, everyone calls it. And he brings it from a different journal, Sefer Zikaron Oyel Yeshaya. If anybody has at home the Sefer Zikaron Oyel Yeshaya, I'd appreciate getting a hold of it. But he brings it, and Reb Chaim originally said it as a hezber of the Rajba in our sugya. I make copies of it to give you out. So this is, we have on our agenda three things. The svar of the Gemara, before all the pulpulim, you should know, before you go to the pilpul, to know the svar of Mechayikana, Loi Mechayikana, which is basically the Mashah, is like the main avoda of learning this Gemara. Then, once we understand the svara, we have to get to the Machlaikas Rashi and Taisvis, which is the Pinchas Shiurim, and eventually the Rajba and this Reb Chaim. Now, it's an unusual thing, but I already mentioned to you on Thursday that I'm going to Yitzhak Shem to Chasna. On Thursday I'm giving Shir and Yitzhak Shem will be here from 10 to 11. Strange thing, it happened that tomorrow is also something that I'm a sugar to go to. Tomorrow there's a meeting over this whole meat business in Muncie. All the Brooklyn Hashem are getting together. And as much as I would prefer to bow out of it, because we were involved in the old tumult, it's sort of chayz of the near, and I have to be there at 11:30. And therefore, I'd like tomorrow to give shir as well from 10 to 11. Now, what I will do is, I know there's not a lot of time for hachana between now and 10 o'clock tomorrow. All you have is an hour in the morning, and not everybody has a full hour. So this Reb Chaim, I'm going to leave. I made the photo stats and brought them today. I just wanted to remember to give them out. Tomorrow I'm going to deal with the Marsha and with the Hezbollah, Machlex, Rashi, and Taisvis. And then hopefully we'll set the table. There'll be enough time. We'll set the table for the Reb Chaim. And the Reb Chaim will deal with on Thursday at Shir, which again, Thursday Shir will be early. You're not going to have a lot of time. So tomorrow, after Shir, the job is going to be really to get into the sugya properly. Shir's going to end at 11, and I hope that everybody will go down to the Beis Medrash and use the rest of first Seder properly. It'll be a job to get into the sugya and to be able to appreciate Reb Chaim's connection to the sugya. There's like two things: Reb Chaim's connection to the sugya, and then we can talk about the Reb Chaim for 2 weeks, because this stuff, it comes to many Nekrutas. So take a copy. If there aren't enough copies, make more. It's Hashem. So tomorrow at 10 o'clock.